Hej! Tycker du att det är mycket repriser på gång nu i Vattnet går? Ja, jag förstår det. Det beror helt enkelt på att jag, Nina Campioni, just nu har en pop-up second hand i Modgallerian i Stockholm. Så min tid räcker helt enkelt inte tid att göra så många avsnitt som jag hade önskat. Men tills jag är tillbaka på full tid, kom gärna och hälsa på mig i Modgallerian. Vi ses!
Tunisa! Kanske att tata vandrarna du?
Jag befinner mig i Kapstaden i Sydafrika där jag hälsar på två kvinnor för att prata om hur det är att vara gravid och föda barn här i de mest utsatta och fattigaste delarna av staden. I ett township som heter Filippi. Så välkomna till detta något speciella avsnitt av Vattnet går.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ja, som sagt, det här blir ett lite annorlunda avsnitt än vad ni kanske är vana vid. Men det som är vanligt dock med podden är att den faktiskt heter Vattnet går. Jag heter Nina Campioni och ämnet är graviditeter och förlossningar. Precis innan jul så åkte jag och min familj till Kapstaden på semester. Och Kapstaden är en magnifik plats verkligen på väldigt många sätt. Och inte minst på grund av den slående och väldigt dramatiska naturen. Men det är också en plats med otroligt stora motsättningar där allting fortfarande kretsar kring hudfärg. Och där allt i ditt liv, din framtid och framgång är beroende på vilket pigment du har på din hud. Jag åkte till townshipet Filippi som är ett av stadens absolut fattigaste områden för att träffa Busiswa och Inga. Busiswa är ensamstående med två tvillingpar, alltså fyra barn. Alive, Mihele, Mali och Entle. Medan Inga tillsammans med sin partner har Ölvam och Nonki, två barn. Både Busiswa och Inga är 28 år gamla och det här är deras story. So you have two children?
Yes, I do have two children.
Did you always want kids?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And was it like planned to have them?
No, I didn't plan anything because I was still young, I was still at school then.
How old were you?
I was 17 and 18. Okay. Because they are the step babies, because the other one was born in 2005 and sorry, 2006 and 2007.
Did you have to quit school?
No, I didn't. I continue going to school until I finish my matric. I'm still studying, doing nursing.
Bulelani told us that it's common that you have kids because you also get some money from the government when you get many kids. Yeah. Is that also a part of why you have kids?
No, because 350 is not enough to raise a kid. So that's not the point to have children. I think it's being not protective enough, like using condoms and going to family planning, you see. So that's the reason. Maybe we were curious then.
How did you first know that you were pregnant? How did you feel in your body?
Body changes. My breasts were huge, and the skin, the complexion, and the morning sickness. Then I was curious enough, then what is wrong with my body? Then I go to nearest chemist, and then I buy a pregnancy test. Then I tested, it was positive. And then I thought like my life was going to be the end, but I continue, I rise again.
That's impressive. It's not many who continues with the school when they get pregnant.
Yeah, it's not many, but my mom was there for me to say, no, you can go and carry on, you can go to school. And then I took her advice, and then I carry on in doing, and then I did the other mistake again, I fall pregnant again. So, I don't know. But it's a experience that I don't want any younger sister like to do that, like to fall pregnant at this at an early age. Yes.
Was it with the same father or?
Yes, same father.
And are you a family now?
Yes, we're still family. We're still together.
When you get pregnant here, do you have any like help on how what's gonna happen? Like, do you get any information on the delivery, like how things work or something like that?
No, I didn't. Only at school, we only learn on life orientation, like that is where you know how you're gonna give birth. But at the clinic, they don't assist anything. You have to find the information by yourself. Like,
and is it mostly your mom, or where do you find the information?
From my mom. From my older sister and the midwives at the clinic when you just gave birth, yeah.
Do you go to the clinic before you give birth? Do you have any tests or anything during the pregnancy?
Yes, you have to. You have to test HIV and high blood and everything. You must know that you are okay, everything, yeah.
Does that cost money or is it free?
No, it's free. It's free if you have... Just go to the nearest clinic and then check it up. Everything is going to be okay. Yeah.
Were you ever scared when you were pregnant?
Yes. I was very scared because everyone is telling the other stories, how you're going to give birth, how the labor pains are. So we were like, I was scared, really, really scared. But eventually I did it. I just gave birth, like natural birth.
When you were starting to feel that it was going on, the delivery, what did you feel?
It was painful because I still recall because it was painful. I didn't even sleep because of the labor pains. Then I told my boyfriend, I said, no, man, I can't take it anymore. Can you take me to the hospital? And then he said, okay, it's fine. Thereafter, but it was too late. Then I gave birth at home in my bed to a 6-month baby. It was a premature.
So you give birth by yourself at home?
Yes, by myself, but they assist me to take me to the hospital.
After?
Yeah, after that.
But did anybody help you at home? Or?
Yes, my granny was there. They helped me. The one said, don't touch anything. We cannot like wait for an ambulance. Just take it to the car and then to the hospital. And then they, Mobria, they helped me a lot. Like, they, Mobria, maternity. Yeah, they helped me a lot.
And once you got to the hospital, what happened there?
At the hospital, they took the baby to the incubator. He stayed there for 3 months because it was very, very small. So they assist me, then I stay there, but I was still at school. So I have to go to school and then come back later and express the breast milk. And then, but eventually, each and every weekend, I have to go and sleep there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then Sunday afternoon, then I have to come back to the township and then to prepare my school uniforms and everything.
How was that, having your child there?
It was difficult because you don't know how you're gonna get there at the hospital. Is it gonna be a good news or it's gonna be a bad news? Because this baby is still tiny, so very small. So you just have to believe and hang in there and pray to the Almighty that this child is gonna be okay.
And now he's?
Yeah, now he's. He's 9 years now. He's a big boy running out there. He's even this year he doesn't have anything like health issues and everything. He just passed his grades nicely.
You must have been scared when you were at home giving birth.
Yes, I was very scared because giving birth, it's either you die or you're alive. You just like you have to be thankful, and then you have to. I was really, really scared because I don't know what is going to happen because it was my first baby. And then, like, my boyfriend was, he is also was the first child. I didn't know how to do anything. So he had to call the neighbors, but I was scared that the baby maybe is going to be dead or what. Yeah, but eventually, he's still alive.
And I guess there was nothing to do for your pain, like
no, there's nothing for the pain. You have to hang in there, yeah, and scream, even for hours and hours and hours. You have to scream, like you can cry, you can confess to anything for a pain. You can tell anything, even if it's true or not. Yeah.
So the second time you got pregnant, it wasn't planned either?
No, it wasn't planned either because I was still at school. Remember, because I said before, I was doing grade 10. And then I passed my grade 10. I had a baby. I think it was January 25. So I had to go back to school. And then I did a stupid thing. And then I fall pregnant again. And then I was doing grade 11. So I didn't plan anything.
How did you feel the second time you were pregnant?
Sure. I was so disappointed to myself. I was disappointed to my mother because I disappointed my mother because the first time they said, okay, we're going to take this baby. I'm not going to fall pregnant again. They said, okay, you can keep, I'm going to raise your baby so then you can go to school. And then I did fall pregnant again and then it was like I shattered my life like upside down. I didn't know how to do, but I coped because my boyfriend was there. Yeah, because it was so early to fall pregnant again because it was just only a few months then I fall pregnant again. So I was not happy at all. It was not planned.
And in your body, how did you feel? Was it tough or did you feel healthy? And
no, I feel healthy because I didn't have anything. I was okay. Even now, my body is still the same. Nothing changed. Even I didn't have that big tummy and everything. No, I still nothing because I gave birth with the natural birth. Yeah.
And this time, when it was time to give birth, what happened? Tell me everything.
It was still the same, but now I was still at the hospital. I didn't give birth at home, so it was different.
So you started feeling that something was going on, and you went to the hospital? Or?
Yes, I went to hospital because I didn't want to repeat the same thing that happened. I don't want to traumatize other people by giving birth because it's not as nice thing to see that doing that at home.
Yeah. Did anybody drive you to the hospital or how did you get there?
Yes, my boyfriend drove me there because that time he had a car.
Oh, okay.
So we drive there and then I stay there for certain few hours because I think I was 7 months pregnant, 7 months or 8 months pregnant, but it was not a due date. So We were scared what is going to happen. We thought it was miscarriage, or then that is why we went there, so that we need help. So it was not different. It was still the same pain, labor pains, nothing different.
And no help with the pain?
With what?
No painkillers.
No painkillers, no nothing. They offer you nothing. He said, no, you must wait. Then they're going to put you in bed and put those machines so that they can see the heartbeat of the baby. And then you give birth by yourself, nothing for pain, for whatever. You just stay there.
Do they help you, the people at the hospital, on what to do?
Yes. They helped me a lot. They do. They did help me a lot, because we're also shocked. They also like surprised. What is going on? Because everything was normal. So why now? Like, I'm gonna give birth by a short time, but I was supposed to. It was not my due date. So they really, really helped me. The nurses there, they do. They did.
What happened after the baby arrived?
They took him to the incubators, and then he stayed there for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks, checking the weight and everything, that how is it going.
And what about you? How long did you stay there?
I stayed there for a week of, yeah, I think for a week. I stayed there then, because the beds are always full, so you have to go and stay at home and then come back late. Anytime you are welcome, you can come back. You can stay the whole day, but they don't have a bed for a mom. They only have a bed for a small baby, for a premature, so that they can stay there in the incubator. But they don't have beds for us. So I have to go and buy a ticket for a bus, then go up and down.
Did you do that every day?
Yes, I had to, because my baby is there. So I had to do that each and every day. I must bought at a weekly ticket so that I can go there and come back.
I think that was all questions, but okay. How is it to have a family here?
Here in South Africa? It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's beautiful. We learn a lot of things. Like, all I can say, it's beautiful.
And you have your own hair salon. That's we're sitting in here now.
Yes, I have my hair salon. I'm also still at school. That's how I support myself, with the school and the bus and everything.
But you're very successful. There's a lot of women here that doesn't go to school and don't have their own business. Do you think it's difficult for them?
No, it's not difficult. They're just lazy. Just lazy around, because there's this slogan here in South Africa said, Vuka uzenzele, wake up and do for yourself. You see, you don't have to go to the private companies to hire you. You can do your thing by your hands. You can sell fruit and veg. You can do anyone like hairs. You can do some earrings. You can do anything, because South Africa is rich. Like, it's a rich continent. You can do anything. Just we have only lazy sisters and brothers here.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you too.
Bye.
Okay. How many kids are you? Have you?
Actually, I have four now.
Four now?
Yes.
And how old are you?
29. Yes.
How old were you when you first got pregnant?
I was going 17. Yes.
I guess it wasn't planned.
17.
I guess it wasn't planned.
No, it wasn't. At least this one, because the first pregnancy I had twins, which is Alive and her brother, and then that wasn't planned. But this one, I can't say it was totally planned, but at least I was mature enough. I knew what I was doing, and I think I was kind of ready to have babies. And then I came with another twins, so I have four now.
Wow. How is it to be pregnant here?
It's a majority. It's like something that most young women go through. Because for my first pregnancy, I was lacking information. I didn't have that older sister that's going to advise me and all of that. So I was kind of young, doing what other girls were doing and just getting into things, not knowing what you were actually doing. And then the next thing I knew, I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that was very tough because imagine my mom, I'm the firstborn, and she has to know that now her only daughter, her first daughter is pregnant. So it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. But
did you manage to go to school? Or
afterwards, yes, I did manage to go back to school because my mom pushed me to go back to school. And then I did my, because I was doing grade, I think I was about to do grade 10. And then I went to do grade 11. And then I did my matric, and then which I failed because one of the twins was always sick. So it's not a good thing to have kids while you're still at school. So I failed my matric. Then I had to do it part-time afterwards. So I went to department and apply again because I really wanted to have matric. So then after that, I studied part-time while I'm working. And then now at least I have that half matric because I didn't pass it well, but at least I have something that proves that I did it, which makes me at least happy to know that at least I managed to do that by myself.
When you're pregnant and you don't get like information on what to do and what not to do, how do you learn what's okay to do when you're pregnant or not? Like, for instance, maybe there are some food that's not good for the baby, or do you get this information somewhere?
No. You just, I can say, no, not to be racist or what, for us as black people, we don't have those things that you normally go to Kenya and those people that are going to advise you. So the only bookings you get, it's when you only go to the hospital so that they can check if the baby is growing all right. Mm. And then that's it. And then you just eat whatever you feel like eating. And some stuff you'll see that you just don't like. And then you stop eating them. But as for knowing what can be bad for the baby, what can be good for the baby, you don't get that. And before, my first pregnancy, it was very, very difficult. Because even the nurses at that time, they would scale you out at the hospital and say, look at you, how young you are, and here you are pregnant, blah, 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 blah. So then don't give you the advices you need and stuff like that. But now,
So they more yell at you than give you advice?
They more yell at you like your mom. Oh. But now, in my second pregnancy, I think mostly it was because I was more mature and I was staying in the hospital because I was always sick. So now I received a different kind of information than what I had before. Do you understand? Mm. So now it was kind of different in such a way that you are told like everything, what's not to do and what's to do. Like other ladies will drink while they're pregnant. Mm. And the nurses will sit there with us and tell us, this will cause your baby this and this and this, and smoking is not good for your baby and all that. But some people just don't listen. Mm. And some do, right? So it's like, but I think it's a mother instinct, because even though before I didn't know these things, but I knew that I can't drink because I'm pregnant. I don't know why. I just decided drinking is not good for pregnant women, and I never smoked, so I think that was a plus.
That's good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But when it was time to give birth, did you know anything about what was going to happen?
No, I didn't know anything. All I know is that I remember telling my mom that I have a pain. And my mom is like, what kind of pain is it? And my mom wasn't too open to talk about these things with me. I was like, it's just here at my back. And she was like, yeah, that's what happens when you rush for older things. So around 2 a.m, and then I started feeling like too much pain, like something is pushing me down. And then I told her, and then the water just came out of me, and then I was crying, Mom, I'm coming, water. It's like I have a tap. I remember I was running around the house, and then they organized a guy that had a car at that time. So they took me to the hospital. And I don't want to lie to you, but it was good because you don't know what to expect because you don't know what's coming. Because then I didn't even know what was coming. So I didn't even know what to expect. I was just crying because I have pains. And then I just had a baby. So, and I had a first one, and then I slept. And then I think an hour or so, I had another pain again. And then I had the boy.
Did you know that it was going to be two?
No, I didn't know it was going to be two. And they also didn't know because there was no scan at that time. So there was scan, but you have to pay for it. So I didn't have money to pay for that. So the nurses were like in shock as well. And another thing, they wanted to call an ambulance to take me to Mowbray. But it was going to be too late. And they say, if they wait for the ambulance, it's either I'm going to die or we're both going to die, me and the baby. So it's either they can take a chance and save one of us, which they're not sure whether they can save me or the baby. So I said, save one. Because it's pointless for me to go to an ambulance where I know both of us can die. Mm. So they tried.
Why did they want to go there first?
Because apparently the baby was too big for me to give birth. Okay. So now because of that, they wanted me to go to Mowbray.
Which is and the only hospital.
Yes. Mm. And they only find out like that the baby was big during those hours that I was brought in the hospital. So now they called the ambulance, but the ambulance was taking time. So they decided to somehow just try and help me. So it was the, I don't know what they call it, extension birth or something like that, mm-hmm. where they have to extend you, like, so that you can be able to help the baby.
Were you scared?
At first I was, but then I didn't care because I had too much pains going on. So I was like, just do whatever you have to do to help me get out of this pain.
And there's nothing that they do to help you with the pain?
No.
No drugs?
No, none.
And what happened after the both babies came?
And then I think I slept half the time. And then when I woke up, I had two babies next to me, and I didn't even know whose babies are these. So I was asking this nurse, where's my baby? And the nurse is like, there's your babies. I'm like, no, cannot be. I have one baby. And she says, no, you have two. Now I have to call my mom and tell my mom that I have two babies. So my mom had to quickly go buy clothes for the boy because we only bought, like, clothes for the girl. So now she went to buy clothes for the boy because I was beautiful, man. So my mom said it was going to be a girl. So everything that we were buying, it was for the girl. So now they had to go buy stuff for the boy as well. So they came to get me. I remember they came to get me after 6 hours or so.
To go home?
Yes. Wow. And for some strange reason, I was working on my own, eh? I was working, but I had stitches, but I was working. Mm. And then I got home and I only started to feel pains on the next day. When I woke up, it was horrible. I couldn't even move. Mm. But, you know, when you do things that you were not supposed to do, you act like you're fine because you are scared of your mom. So I acted like I was fine even though I wasn't fine. Mm. So, but then it helped me because it helped me to heal quickly. Because imagine if I was only lying on the bed all the time, I'm sure it could have taken longer. But now because I was scared of my mom, so I would get up and walk around the house even though I was walking, like, it was so painful. But the second pregnancy, it was Caesar. So that's why I'm saying the second experience was much better than the first one. Because the two girls were giving me too much problems. And as a matter of fact, they had to bring them to the world earlier than they were supposed to. So I remember I was still laying in my bed, feeling pains because I was always in pains with this pregnancy. And then they saw my come and tell me, listen, we're going to move you because one of the girls is not breathing right. So we're going to move you and we already booked you into theater. So now you're going to have your babies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, as long as they're going to be fine, I'm cool. Mm. So they took me in and they gave me something to help me with pain because I remember I could only see them there, but I couldn't feel what was happening. Mm. So that's why I'm saying due to the time and all the changes, it changed and now it's much better than it was before. Because before, as a young black woman, you struggled too much. Yeah, I cannot say it's easy. It's not easy having babies. I know it's a decision you take as one, but it's really not an easy decision, especially when you're in my situation, because both daddies are not in the picture, so I'm the single parent. But I can say I'm doing great, even though sometimes it's very hard.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Do you work or?
I do. I recently got a job. I was jobless for like a while after I got my last twins. But I recently got a job. I'm 3 weeks now. Yes, in the job. And yeah, I think it's working great because at least now I can manage to buy them clothes for the Christmas. I can manage to do some stuff. Even though the first twins, especially the girl, I think she's at that age. Now she's picky, she's choosy, she tells you what she wants and what she doesn't want, which is making things a little bit harder now, but I'll cope. At least I have a job now, which is better than before.
And then when you come home with your children, do you get any assistance or like do you go back with the children for vaccination or some kind of doctor's appointment when the kids
are
small?
Yes, I do. I do. I have to take them to all their vaccinations, and I have to make sure if one is sick, I have to make sure I don't go to work because I can't make my mom do all that for me. So when they're sick, I take them to the hospital and then I'll call in. Like Yesterday I was supposed to work early, but I started late because one of the younger twins got rushed. So I had to take her to the clinic, and then they only gave me a cream and a calamine, which I don't think it's going to help.
But when you were at the hospital when you were pregnant, when the second babies, did you have to pay for the whole stay when you were there? Or?
Actually, surprisingly, I haven't got the letter saying I owe them. Because now one of the older twins was sick, So we're staying at the hospital for 2 weeks. I got a letter saying I must pay the bill, and it had 100 and something rent on, but I haven't paid it. I don't want to lie. I haven't paid it, but I know I owe them. Maybe one day I'll pay them, but I don't have money at the moment. But for that stay, I haven't got that letter. I don't know.
And they don't give you any information either there?
No. No, and that's the one I thought I was going to owe too much, because I stayed from 5 months pregnant until I was 8, because they were delivered when I was 8. Mm. So I don't know.
What do you think is the hardest thing to be a single mom in this neighborhood?
It's very difficult to be a single parent, especially when you're a single mom. Some people say it's worse when you have a boy. But on my situation, my boy is the sweetest and the girl is the very... I think she's at that stage, man. Sometimes she'll come back very late and we'll have to fight and I don't like it. And looking after all these babies alone, I'm telling you, it's very draining. Because now you have to, whatever you do, you have to put in extra time, extra... Like, sometimes people even ask me at work, I'll make sure that I go extra on everything because I'm trying to make sure that I have that extra cash to cover my costs. Do you understand? Because now when you're a single parent, everything depends on you. And it's worse on me because I'm a single parent and I'm the first daughter. I'm the first born in my house. So now I have to look after these babies of mine and I have to make sure that my siblings are well as well. Mm. And on top of that, I have to make sure that my mom and dad are happy. Do you understand? Mm. So it makes things a little bit harder. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying.
I understand. It's
but we really can't complain. You just have to work around it and work as hard as you can.
That's what it's the most impressive thing, I think, while being here, meeting you guys. And also yesterday I was in Felipe talking to some people. Everybody was, there was no complaints. There was just happy. Like a lot, it feels like, I don't know if that's normal or if you're... are like that when I come around or...
No, I'm not like that because you came around. I think it goes with time. You accept your circumstances, right? And then instead of brooding about it, you found like solutions. You always try, even no matter it's very hard, life is knocking you down, you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to get out of this, I'm going to find something to do. Because remember, you already now have these people that you brought to this world that are looking up to you. So feeling sorry for yourself, sitting down, thinking that somebody's going to come help you will never, ever happen. You have to get up and change your situation and try and build a better future for the people that you bring to the world so that at least they don't become like you. I'm not saying I'm a bad example, but if I would change things, I wouldn't have babies as early as I had babies. Do you understand me? And if I were to change things, I think I would have done things totally different. But it's not a matter of going back there and saying, I would have. Everything is done. Now you need to think of a way forward. I think that's our mentality. That's the way we see things. Because remember, we are born in this situation. But now you already made your own share of mistake and bring people in this kind of situation. So if you're going to stay and feel sorry for yourself, then your babies are going to have the same generation. My mentality is that whatever I'm doing in my life, I must try and strive so that they have a different kind of story to tell, not like my story to tell. And imagine, I don't just have one baby and I don't just have two babies because I'm abnormal, I have 4 babies. Now, if I would say I'm going to sit here and complain about my life, imagine how my babies are going to grow up to be. They're going to hate me. Because I bring them to this world and now I cannot even do anything to be of help with them. I know I can't do everything because sometimes things are expensive and all that, but I'm trying my best. And as long as they can see that you're trying your best, I think that's the most beautiful thing in the world. The most gift you can give them. Love and just try your best to be the best parent.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Det här var alltså ett specialavsnitt av Vattnet går och det var fantastiskt att få chansen att träffa dessa modiga och starka kvinnor som lever under de absolut hårdaste omständigheterna i townshipet Philippi i Kapstaden. Det som slog mig hos både Busiswa och Inge var att de var så oerhört positiva. De var rakt igenom kämpaglöd och girl power, vilket var så enormt upplyftande och det fick mig att känna mig starkt i vad vi kvinnor verkligen klarar av. För det finns typ ingenting vi inte fixar. Det som också är positivt sen jag träffade de här kvinnorna är att Busiswa nu har fått ett jobb, vilket gör att hon kan skapa en mycket bättre framtid för sig och sin familj. Inga driver sedan en tid tillbaka en hårsalong i ett litet skjul i Philippi och är alltså då en av områdets faktiska affärskvinnor, vilket är väldigt coolt. Det som gör att de här två kvinnorna sticker ut också från mängden i Philippi är att de faktiskt gick färdigt sin skolgång och alltså har en utbildning. Och det är ganska sällsynt. Det gjorde också att de kunde kommunicera på engelska på ett bättre sätt än många andra och har alltså ett väldigt starkt försprång gentemot många andra. Om ni vill se bilder från den här resan och när jag träffar dem så gå gärna in på min blogg på nina.l.se. Jag vill också tacka Influence Tours och Township Roots som hjälpte mig att komma i kontakt med de här inspirerande kvinnorna. Tusen tack för att ni har lyssnat på detta Vattnet går special. I nästa avsnitt så möter vi tvillingarna Angelica och Jessica Lagergren. Missa inte det!
Producerat av Perfect Day Media.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.